Welcome to Real Talk with Tanya. Get down to real business with Tanya Kersey, the filmmaker's career coach, as she shares powerful filmmaking tactics, tips, and tricks that will leave you inspired, empowered, and ready to carry out your filmmaking aspirations. Learn from the best of the best as Tanya talks with Hollywood film experts who will help you learn how to master the business of successful movie making. Make a living doing what you love. All right, indie filmmakers, are you ready to make it to the big screen? Here's your host, Tanya Kersey.
Hey, everybody, it's Tanya Kersey, and I'm here with Real Talk with Tanya, another episode. This week, we're focusing on social media for filmmakers, and I have a fantastic guest today. Her name is Alice Fuller. She's a principal consultant with Sheer Social. She actually handles all of the social media for the Hollywood Black Film Festival and has been helping me for years. She's fantastic, and she's going to talk about what you need to do as a filmmaker in terms of social media, because it is so important. So, Alice, welcome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So glad to have you on the show. And why don't you give the audience a little bit of your background, tell them, you know, who you are, what you do, so that they have some point of reference.
Okay, well, my Hollywood story, like many, begins with TV production and producing. Started actually producing for House Hunters and BET and a couple of shows like that, and had my own entertainment blog for a little while. And probably right around 2007, 2008, right around in there, I really got this interest in doing more stuff online, because I saw that the industry was really beginning to focus more on digital entertainment and how to take content that was on television, traditional television, and repurpose it for an online audience. So I really just kind of jumped in head first with blogging, and then blogging led to doing more stuff with Facebook and Twitter. And before you know it, you know, I had people asking me, well, how do you set this up? How do you set up WordPress? How do you do this? You know, how do you get Facebook, and how do you create an audience? How do you create a fan base? That kind of thing. So I set up Sheer Social as my social media business in 2010. So that's the short version.
That's great. No, I mean, and it came about because, you know, you were out there doing it and people needed the information. So it was kind of organic, but that's the best way to start.
It was.
Yeah.
It
so
really
now,
was.
You know, the audience for this show is filmmakers, and that they're at all stages of their career. And the one thing I've noticed is that filmmakers don't understand the real power of social media, that they're going to need to, you know, build an audience and have a following, whether it's for their crowdfunding campaign or to get eyeballs to come to their site to watch their trailer or to buy tickets to their movie. So talk a little bit about the power of social media as it relates to a filmmaker's career.
Well, it's funny because we thought, kind of like people underestimated hip-hop years ago. They thought it was going to be a fad, and then when they realized 10 years later, it's still here. Not only is it here, but it's impactful. And I think that's a great way to describe social media, because I'd say 15 years ago, we were accustomed to a film or a television show or news just talking to us. It was a one-way communication. Basically, there was one message, and they broadcast that one message to an audience. And now, thanks to the internet, now not only is that message broadcast to different audiences, but now that audience has an opportunity to, one, become its own media outlet, and then, two, to respond to what they see in real time. So from a filmmaker's standpoint, it is a wonderful time to take advantage of the opportunity that the internet does provide in getting your product, your film, or just to launch yourself out there as a director, as a producer. But you got to create that content, and I think that's the key part that people seem to overlook. People want to just jump in and think, okay, because I set up Facebook, because I set up Twitter, you know, people will come. Not so much.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because, you know, I think the one thing that bothers me the most about social media and the way filmmakers approach it is they think that, you know, sending a invite on Facebook to like my page means something, and it really doesn't mean anything substantial. So talk a little bit about that, because that's one of my pet peeves. It's like, you know, it's not really about promoting yourself. It's about community and engaging so that people trust you and like you, and, you know, so that when you do come to them to grab some money for your crowdfunding, or you do ask them to do something in terms of your film, they already feel like you're part of the community and will do it.
Well, yeah, people got really caught up, especially when Facebook was really into that. Oh, you know, get someone to like your page. Well, everyone is not interested in what you have to say on a Facebook page. But people got caught up in trying to get the numbers. They went for quantity as opposed to quality. And that's where people drop the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reality of it is not everybody is interested in your film, much less interested in you. So when you're asking an individual to like your page, why should I like your page? You have to understand now with everybody asking the same thing, why would I like your page?
Exactly.
As opposed to anyone else's page.
Exactly, yes.
People have to understand who's your target audience. I mean, who literally sit down and figure out, okay, this is my movie. This is my film. Who would want to watch this movie? I mean, yes, it appeals to me, but who else would it appeal to? When you get kind of strategic and really targeted in who wants to see this movie or who's interested in you as a director, as a producer, or an actress, then that's when you begin to send out strategically those, well, would you like liking my page? And this is why. This is what I'm sharing on my page. This is
right.
What I'm doing, and I want to bring you in on the ground floor. This is why you should like my page.
Right. That's why I don't like those generic invites. I almost think that you should just send a private message, you know, and you could send it to several people, but I think that when you do those bulk messages, people opt out of the conversation right away, and it's painstaking, but like I said, you know, why not send them individually to key people to get them to buy into your page?
Because if people want things in a hurry. They want, I mean, thanks to, you know, technology, we're accustomed to getting things fast. And so
right.
We want to get our audience fast. We want to microwave everything. And the reality of that is, yes, people can, well, somebody's probably saying right now, well, I could just buy some likes. That is.
Yeah, they do say that.
I could just buy some followers. That indeed is true. But when you are about to do a report, and they literally, people are smart now enough to ask, well, let's see what your engagement is like. And that pocket of likes that you bought from Russia and Malaysia and
yes.
India and certain pockets here in the United States, when they see, well, you don't, I mean, yeah, you got 5,000 likes on your page, but you can't even get a like on a piece of content.
Right.
You can't get a share,
no,
you can't get a comment.
So true. That's so, so true. Yeah, I see people doing that all the time. So let me ask you then, so what is the value of social media? I mean, we've talked a bit about what not to do, and I think the same is for Twitter in terms of buying followers. But, you know, how can you use Facebook and Twitter and other social media to add value to your film project or to your career?
Well, with Facebook specifically, because Facebook now is not about, for business. Now, if you want to use Facebook for business, this conversation is a little different. Yes, we go to Facebook to, you know, to hang out with friends online and people we used to know, that kind of thing. But if you're there for business, the biggest value of Facebook is the data. Is, once again, if you're going to be there promoting your film, then have some budget to do a little ad campaign, because I hate to say it, but Facebook now is all pretty much it's pay to play if you're going to be there for business. So
right.
On the back end of those of your Facebook, of every fan page, you can see your insight. You can see your demographics. Is it mostly women liking my page? Is it mostly men engaging with my page? Where are my likes coming from? Are they coming from Los Angeles? Are they coming from New York? And then when you're ready to really delve further into an ad campaign, you can really get down to your target market. What kind of films do they like? What kind of pages, other pages do they like that are similar to mine?
Exactly.
So that's the value of using Facebook. Twitter is more of your real time. I love Twitter because it becomes my news feed. That's where I go in the mornings to get my news, but I get it quietly. it's fast, it's real time. I can read a headline, click on a link, and then be done, you know, we get my little information. But also, Twitter is great for when you're really ready to start some Twitter chats with people. Facebook is great for when you're trying to reach people that you already know. Twitter is great for reaching those people you don't know and engaging them in a conversation. One of the great things about Twitter is right now, especially for those people who are working in television, social TV is the trend. In other words, even Nielsen understands the power of social media. They've created a rating specifically to monitor how people are talking about your film, your TV show, and social media.
Oh, really? What's that called?
I think it's called just the Nielsen social TV rating or something like that. But it definitely exists. So you could do a hashtag social TV and social TV and Nielsen. You could search for those even on Google, and you'll see the articles about how Nielsen ratings now includes the social mentions of your film,
wow,
of the characters in your TV show, all of that.
Wow.
So that's one of the greatest values right now is knowing where those conversations are taking place around your particular industry, around your particular film genre, and around people that are in the industry. If you're an up-and-coming filmmaker, then 9 times out of 10, if you're on Twitter, then you should be engaging with people who are, you know, filmmakers just like you, or people who are, you know, maybe they've advanced their career a little bit and you can get some pearls of wisdom from them. But there's a way to do it. You just don't, just like walking into a room, nobody likes the one person who only talks about themselves.
Right. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Well, it matters not that the platform, you know, when you're on these platforms, you want to engage people in a conversation. Don't be so quick to sell. Don't be so quick to push that blog post out. Don't be so quick to push out, oh, this is my new project. You know, would you please share it to your audience? I don't know you. Can you, you know, sometimes a simple hello. Hello, I'm a fellow filmmaker just like you. You know, I follow what you do. And yeah, just like in Hollywood, you know, some kiss up might be a little necessary, but nothing that'll hurt. But you need to go ahead and make those connections online so that you can follow through with them offline.
Yeah.
Once you make that initial contact, you can say, well, let's meet someplace for coffee. Can we have a meeting?
Right. Yeah. Those are great points. Excellent points. Yeah, because people really don't understand. I think a lot of filmmakers are just naive, just have no idea. They think that, you know, sending out all those invites and, you know, would you share this? And like you said, I don't know you. Why am I going to share this? Or can you, you know, because you can reach people that you can't reach on the telephone, you know, you may be friends with an agent or something like that. That doesn't give you permission to send them a private message and ask them to be your agent. You know what I mean? It's those kind of things. But I also find that a good thing with Facebook is to build your mailing list, because you want to get people off of Facebook and onto your email list, so that you can target them, you know, and let them know about other things that are coming up. So that's another way filmmakers can, you know, build a presence on Facebook is by, I guess, what do? They add a tab or something, or some type of application where they can collect names and addresses?
Well, yeah, that's true. But even with everybody asking for your email, you still have to figure out what's your link, what's your opt-in date going to be. Is it going to be get a preview, get some behind the scenes You've got to create that value for that individual. What am I getting in exchange for this email? Because 10 other people just asked for my email too. But those 10 people, those 3 people, you know, they're giving me a free PDF that's relevant to my career or relevant to what I'm trying to do. You as a filmmaker, why would I give you my email? What makes your project so much more special than anyone else's? What do I get for that?
Right. Well, you know, I think one of the good things filmmakers can do is just share information that's not about them or not pertinent to their film, but just industry information. You know, have you guys heard about this free contest? Or did you hear this news? I mean, you know, be somebody who shares information, because then people will look at you as valuable.
Well, yeah, it's great to, one of the great purposes of social media is you can set yourself up as the authority, as the go-to, which is one of the reasons why I did my blog so many years ago, because I wanted to set myself up as, I knew myself to be a producer. I could produce content, I could shoot, I could edit, I could do all of this, but you can't really see that in a resume. So, but I can show you that via this blog that's connected to my YouTube channel, that's connected to my LinkedIn channel. So you have those kinds of opportunities to really showcase what you can do. But even before you get the interview, and in a lot of instances now, you know, recruiters are checking for YouTube, they're checking on LinkedIn, they're checking Pinterest, they're checking your social profile. Not just recruiters, but directors, filmmakers, studios. When you look at the popularity of an awkward black girl, that started online. And look where Issa Rae is now.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, that's really good. And you just mentioned YouTube. What would you suggest a filmmaker do? How would they utilize YouTube to, you know, enhance their career, or, you know, to bring more attention or buzz, or, you know, to add some type of value?
Well, with YouTube, you have to understand that, one, Google owns it. So YouTube is the number 2 search engine in the world. Google being number 1, YouTube being number 2. The other aspect of YouTube that's really powerful is the fact that it's not just hosting. You're not just there to throw your video up there so people can see it. YouTube is its own social platform. You can like, you can share, you can comment. So technically, you can create your own audience just on YouTube alone. You don't necessarily have to use Facebook unless you really want to. You use them, you know, you can use them in partnership with each other. But if you put up some really good content and, you know, share that information and share those videos that you think your audience would be interested in, where most people drop the ball is they don't start thinking about the marketing until the product is done. What you're doing is bringing your audience in on the ground floor. When you bring your audience in on the ground floor, they feel like they have played a role in your success. So those YouTube videos, when you're showing us the behind the scenes, when you're introducing us to the talent, you're sharing your thoughts on filmmaking, or you're interviewing another filmmaker or somebody who's on your crew. You know, that kind of information really allows us to attach ourselves to you as a director and to the project as a whole.
That's a great point. Yeah, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, because YouTube no longer is literally just about the individual video. YouTube now is all about the channel.
Yeah, I didn't realize that about YouTube, that you could, you know, I mean, I guess, you know you can comment on it, but I guess I'm not in that mix, so I don't see all the comments. Probably getting more involved in that community of people who are using YouTube in that way, you get more familiar with that process.
Mm-hmm. And YouTube, you know, a lot of people complain that, you know, there's a lot of trollers and, you know, a lot of people who spout a lot of negativity on YouTube. Well, that's true across social media as a whole, but that is not to say there are not, you know, lots of positive conversations happening on YouTube that you should be involved in. When you see that someone has made a comment about your video, especially if it's positive, you know, you engage them in that conversation. Ask them, you know, what would they like to see? What did they like about it? You know, this is what we've got this coming up. There's an opportunity there. Every time you see a comment on your content, that's an opportunity. That's an opportunity
that's
to gain,
so true.
You know, a new fan. That's an opportunity to gain somebody who will potentially become a ticket buyer. Because at the end of the day, especially for business, you want people to buy tickets, or you want them to buy the DVD or download legally your content.
Yes. That's so true when you said that. And, I mean, that applies to Facebook and Twitter, too, because, you know, when people do comment, sometimes you just overlook it, you know, especially if you have a long thread. And I've noticed that some people respond to everybody in the thread, even if it's just a thank you or hear you. I mean, just a few little words, but that acknowledgement can really go a long way.
Mm-hmm. And in total honesty, that was one of the big mistakes that I made when I first started doing my YouTube channel. I would put the content up and people would comment, but I was busy creating the content that I didn't take the time to literally go in those threads and say to people, hey, how you doing? This is great. You know, thank you for liking this. Thank you for sharing it. You know, what did you like?
Right.
Engaging those kinds of individuals. So right now, being that YouTube is all about the channel, it is all about the network right now, and that so many of the studios right now are checking talent that already has an audience. If you've got your trailer up there and that trailer is getting some really good engagement and some views, of course, you know, people like to look at the views, but that's not the only measurement of success. The views just basically just mark potential.
Right. Right.
You can buy
that's so true.
Everybody knows you can buy views. You can buy everything. But at the same rate.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Engagement. When you look at the people that are commenting, you know, when you look at that kind of stuff, then you can really see, okay, this trailer right here, that has potential. Maybe we should contact this filmmaker. You know, maybe they, you know, is it going to be a short? Maybe we could fund it. Maybe we could help somehow attach ourselves to it because we see the potential in what they do.
That's a great point. Let me ask you, we only have a few minutes left, but let me ask you in terms of what you do. So how does Sheer Social add value in terms of working social media for filmmakers? You know, what do you offer your filmmaking clients?
Strategy. Because what people lack more often than not in social media is a plan. Because most people, I set up my Facebook, I set up my Twitter, I set this up. And then what do you do next? What's your plan? Just like with the film itself, you've got three phases of production. You've got pre-production, production, post. In social media, you can literally set up your strategy and your plan to reach your demographic. Because not every film is going to appeal to everybody. Some films may appeal to an older demographic. So are you going to do Instagram for them? When statistics will show you, a lot of the older demographics may not really be on Instagram right now.
It's the young folks. So if you're going to do a movie towards a young demographic, you definitely want to be on Instagram.
Yes. So, that goes right into knowing and understanding, too, that social media is now more mobile than anything. People aren't always stuck on a computer. So you have to be thinking, so how do we engage a mobile audience? And that's especially true when you're about to do a premiere or you're about to have an event. Because generally, I guarantee it, on the weekends, you think the studios are not checking for comments about a movie that just, went out nationally? Of course they are. They're checking. They want to see what people are saying about their film. That's why those hashtags become so important. So what I help people do, create their strategy. Because you got to have a plan. Without a plan, you're just kind of there, but you don't know which way to go. You don't know how to use the tools strategically. You don't know, well, should I do Facebook or should I do Twitter? And when should I do them? When's the best time to post?
Yeah, you're just throwing things up on the wall and hoping they stick, basically, without a strategy.
Yeah, pretty much. And sometimes there is an element in that because sometimes there is an element of trial and error. But, you know, after trial and error, then you go through your measurement and you say, well, this worked, so we'll continue this. This did not work, so we know not to do that again.
Right. Wow. Yeah, that's great. So how do people reach out to you, Alice, if people, you know, want to, you know, talk to you about using your services in terms of strategy for their next movie that they're working on.
I'm everywhere I need to be for social media is concerned. You can go to sharesocial.com, my website, or you can hit me up on Twitter, sharesocial. I am on Facebook too.
Sharesocial.com.
Sure, it's all sharesocial. And
which is really good to show your branding, because I know I have some filmmaker clients and they use different parts of their name on different things. You know, on their website it's one thing, on its email it's another, it's a different picture.
No, nobody knows
where they are, you know?
You have to have some consistency. You have to have some consistency. Now, that's funny that you say that because I have two sides. As you know, I have an entertainment side and that has its own name. And then I have the social media side, and it has its own name. And sometimes the two do meet, but sometimes, you know, they're totally separate from each other, especially when I'm doing more corporate stuff. But when it comes to social media, generally speaking, I just use SureSocial.
Okay. All right, great. So you guys can hit her up anywhere. It's just SureSocial. Type in Google
SureSocial,
and you will find her. But that's the mark of somebody who's doing a good job at getting their name out there. And the one thing about social media is, you know, what you do in social media also goes offline. So when you do Google somebody, you see the offline mentions. You see how it carries over. So it's just really important, like you said, hashtags, and, you know, if you're having a screening, the beginning of the screening, tell everybody hashtag name of the film, just to build up momentum.
You gotta be careful about hashtags, because we're in hashtag abuse. Right about
hashtag,
especially on Instagram. But the reality of that is, you know, when you get strategic about what you're about to do, and you should always, if you're going to create a hashtag, please search that hashtag first. See if it's already in use. Because it might be new and creative to you, somebody else might be using it.
Right. Right.
And so you don't want your branded campaign to get mixed up with somebody else's because you're using the same hashtag. And it's just a matter of searching. You could Google search it. You could search it on Twitter. You could search it on Facebook. Search it on Instagram. So it's not like, you know, you can't find out whether that hashtag is already in use or not.
Yeah, that's important to know. Well, Alice, this has been great. So informative, as you always are. I mean, you are truly a diva of social media, and that's why I use you. Whenever I need help, I mean, you know, I'm on the phone to Alice. It's like, Alice. So, you guys, she really is very good at social media. If you're putting together a film project, you know, at minimum, don't forget in your marketing portion of the plan, don't forget social media. That's, you know, a critical, and these days, if not more important, area of your business plan, because most independent filmmakers don't have the money to do the marketing and the advertising in the real. And so you can use the power of social media to compensate for that. So, you know, at minimum, make sure that you have it as a strategy in your plan. And best case scenario, you get somebody like Alice to actually work on your strategy. And so you will have a leg up on everything else. So thank you again, Alice. It's just been great talking to you. I really appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome.
And to everybody, I'll see you next Monday on another episode of Real Talk with Tanya. Please make sure you go up to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating or a review if you like this show. We'd really appreciate it. It helps us out. You can also go to the realtalk.com website. Take care, everybody.
Take care, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Real Talk with Tanya. We trust you have been enlightened, inspired, and empowered to be the most successful filmmaker you can be. If you like what you just heard, please visit www.realtalkwithtanya.com and sign up for Tanya's free training entitled The 5 Most Important Things You Must Know Before Making a Movie. Believe me, you can't afford not to learn these. It's just too dangerous. This has been a production of Tanya Kersey, the filmmaker's career coach. We look forward to you joining us next time for another edition of Real Talk with Tanya.